Hey guys, I've never recorded an episode before. This is so freaking cool. I got a new app. I'm using the studio thing through Spotify for podcasters. So, hey, this feels so intimate and so personal. Hi guys.
Hi.
I'm outside of my living quarters for my internship currently, and it's a really beautiful day. I usually record outside or just like edit out here, and I was like, I don't usually record outside. I just lied to you. I usually record inside, usually edit out here. But I was like, since I have this new software and I can choose to record, I don't have a camera, so I'm just using my laptop camera. This is really fun. I like this. I just got a wig for my mic. Isn't she so cute? Isn't she adorable? And you guys have never seen me in my setup. Obviously, everything is pink. I am the color pink, and I've reached the point where if I'm purchasing something and it comes in pink, I'm gonna get it in pink, right? Okay, that's where we are. My best friend, she'll do this thing where she'll ask me every birthday. For the last three birthdays, it's been a different color. On my 17th birthday, she was like, is your favorite color still green? I'm like, yeah, it is. She's like, okay, cool. 18th, is it still green? No, it's purple. Okay, hey, 19, is it still purple? No, it's pink. She was like, Jess, you're switching out favorite colors like clothes. Like, are you gonna pick one soon? I think I've picked one. I think this is the one. Yes, I really do love pink. I feel like if pink is ever your favorite color, like it stops at pink. It's all consuming. Anyway, moving on. This week has been really hectic. If you're listening to this, I mean, whatever day you're listening to it, like, hey, you know, thank you so much for joining. But it is not a Friday this is going up. It's a Saturday because this week has been it's been insane. And I just needed a beat. So yeah, I decided to just record the episode later in the week and put it out on Saturday when all of the high volume things from the week just calm down. So here we are. Let's get into the little segments. What am I reading? I'm reading this book that I got for my birthday. It was I didn't know what I was purchasing. If I knew that this was the book, I probably wouldn't have gotten it. I didn't buy it. It was a gift, like I said, but it was one of those secret books where it's like, hey, it was a blind date with the book is what I think they call it when they put the books in paper and then on it just tells you what this is supposed to be about. There's a description you can find somewhere. It was in TikTok shop, so I think the description was separate and then the book was just wrapped up with the little goodies or whatever and you didn't know what it was until you opened it. When the person who got it was picking it for me, they were just like, this is the description, does this sound interesting? And I was like, this sounds great. And it's certainly interesting. It's called If He Had Been With Me. It's really weird. Like, it's really weird. It's just the strangest book. Like, it's basically just like, if he had been with me. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, it was a bug on my face. But it was basically just like, if he had been with me, he wouldn't have gotten that car crash. Like, it's deeper than that. There is obviously more layers than he just wouldn't have gotten that car accident. But that girl is so peculiar. I don't know where this is gonna go. I'm in like the first few chapters. Like, the book is still getting, you know, momentum. We're still in like the rising action right now, but that's what the book is about because it's one of the books that tells you what happens at the end. And then it's just like, oh well, damn, if he would have been with me. And I was like, girl, what? I digress. It's a book. I was going to do my reading recap this week, but I've decided I'm just gonna wait until next week because I want to finish that one since I started reading it in July. But obviously when I put the next episode out, it'll be August. But it is just so y'all, I'll let you know how it was, but it's really weird. I'm really not feeling it. It's something for sure. But anyway, that's what I'm reading. If He Had Been With Me. I don't remember the author's name. I really don't. I'm not having a good time. But yeah, it's weird. Anyway, what am I listening to? Well, wait. Let me give you a different update first. I'm listening to Crash by Kalani still. And I just got tickets to see them front row at the Michigan Lottery Amphitheater. I am so excited. And I mean, last year was my concert year. I mean, I don't think you can really top being in the pit of Beyoncé ever in life. I don't think you can do any better than that. However, I got to see my favorite artist, Eric Bellinger, front row. And now I get to see Kalani front row. I also get to see Sabrina Carpenter, VIP, in the pit. You get me? Like, this is crazy. I got to see Megan. I was nowhere near the stage, but I was still in the room. And it was a really, really great concert. Everybody looked amazing and I had a great time. I don't know. I think this just is my year. This is just the one that needed to be said. I needed to tell you about that before I, told you the song of the week. But things are different for me this week. Like, this week has been a lot. I mean, a lot on me emotionally, and came back to a song that resonated with me around this time last year. The song is basically what we're going to be talking about. Last year, when I was going through a lot, this song was really good for me, and it gave me a whole new perspective on like how to treat myself. It's quite literally a necessity to forgive myself in hard times because I can't leave myself. I can't abandon myself. People can leave me, people can abandon me, but I have to have me at the end of the day. So this song is really, really special for that reason.
Night after night is some new I've been craving. Most of the time you're just driving me crazy. I know this time you're really not worth saving. I know when it's time to leave. Honey, my me. Time, honey, my peace. Mind following these. Sometimes I'm blind.
That was Forgiving Myself by Sekou. He is pretty underground still. I know that he's going on tour with some pretty mainstream names, I believe, but he needs to be doing his own tours. He's so great. He had a few viral videos going around last year around the time of him dropping this EP. This is on an EP called, what's the EP called? On an EP called Out of Mind. It's really good. It's phenomenal. He is a phenomenal artist, and I love him, and I love everything that he's ever put out, and I need an album. I need a full-length album. The EP was beautiful. It was six songs, perfect, all of them amazing, but I need a full-length album. But anyway, yes, this song last year came to me at a time where I needed to learn a lot about myself, and I didn't. I did not. I chose somebody else over me. I abandoned myself. And at some point, I just decided, like, I need to choose myself. And choose you or lose you at a certain point when you're battling, like, what to do with relationships, it's choose you or lose you. So that's what this song really helped me figure out. So, on to the contents of the episode. I in the spirit of transparency, like, whatever. Who cares? Who cares? We all go through these moments. So, you know how something happens with you, somebody hurts you or whatever, like, and you're trying to do this thing and you just want to perform for them online and you're just trying to show them, like, I'm okay. I was doing that. And I was like, okay. Let me stop doing this. This is not a show and tell. The only way that I can actually be better is if I start being better. And that involved a whole thing and a whole process of figuring out whether or not I really wanted to cut ties. And I was like, okay, I do. I do. I want to stop. I just want to come to a full stop. I want to be me. I want to be me. I want to be alone. Like, we've already made this decision. Let's stick to it. Right? Okay. So that happened. And I was just like, this is such a thing. Like, this is a thing that I've done every time that I get out of something. I'm always like, I just have to show them that I'm okay. And it's like, you don't have to prove yourself to anybody. You don't have to prove anything to anyone. And it took me a very long time to come to terms with that in this whole spirit of getting out of a relationship. I had to do a lot more healing as it pertains to non-reactivity. When you're sitting with the feelings pertaining to detaching and losing somebody, they're going to be very uncomfortable. I was extremely uncomfortable all last week and I was just like, this sucks. This sucks. I hate it. When I came on here, I promise I was fine, but it's just like healing. Like I've been saying, like the last five, six episodes, not a straight line. It's not linear whatsoever. So, like, it was a lot of different things happening, so much going on. And I was just like, okay, I'm fine now, but am I gonna be okay in a couple of days? And no, the answer was no, I was not okay. But it's okay. you are in the practice of mastering non-reactivity. If you just learn how to sit with the feeling, then it'll be okay. I tried to get into that a really long time ago, but I was still in old habits. I made an entire episode about it. It was a part of the episode where I was talking about my meditation and things and such and being tranquil. And it's just like, all of that is a very long process to practice, and I am still very much in the practice of being non-reactive, because once you do that, you fully claim all of the power, you figure out your emotions, and you get to learn yourself a lot better. So non-reactivity, not performing on social media to prove any points. I was like, okay, now that I'm here, where am I gonna go from? And I realized, nowhere. I'm simply being. Every day that I overcome something difficult, like if I have a bad night and I wake up from it and I feel a lot better and the weight's off my shoulders, and as I'm just going through my day doing my normal task and I smile or I laugh or I have a good moment or I have a good conversation and I connect with people, I'm like, this is something I worked very, very hard for. My feelings start to feel a lot different, and I'm just like, okay, this is good. Like, I'm just existing, I'm just being, and I know that I feel so much different about my feelings now because I worked very hard to get them. I'm not like relying on somebody to stroke my ego or tell me things about myself that I feel like I just need to hear to feel worth or anything like that. I'm getting all of my worth and all of my happiness from myself. It's all organic and it's from me, and I'm working very hard to maintain it. And that just makes me a lot happier than, you know, being attached to somebody and like having to work to deconstruct all of my beliefs, because that's what this is, like entering a whole new chapter in your life and like leaving someone. It takes a lot out of you. It's just you have to reconstruct everything that you knew, rearrange your memories, and try to figure out, hey, like, how do I feel about myself without them? And I am just being, like, I'm just existing, I'm just me. And it feels really good because I know that every single feeling that I have, I worked really hard to get there and to feel it and to be able to unpack it and just live in it. And I'm very proud of myself for that. And I think right now the biggest thing that I've taken away from all of that, like studying myself and process of forgiving myself and trying to just come to terms with simply being, not having to put on a show, be anybody else, just being me, I have realized that I need to apologize to myself. And it's okay to have to keep forgiving myself over and over and over again. Apologize to myself for letting myself go, because as I've given myself to so many people in romantic ways, I lost myself in the process. And I was always apologizing to them for hurting them or not being able to fit in their vision and not being who they needed. But what about what I needed? You know, I've come to terms with, obviously, in the future, I want a love that I find myself in, not one that I lose myself in. And I know that I have to tell myself, hey, I'm so sorry for abandoning you. Now that I don't have to be accountable for anybody else's feelings, I am only responsible for myself. And I think that I just owe myself some really big apologies. I think once I apologize, I just have to actually be able to forgive myself. I can't beat myself up about it. I can't go around in circles with myself, because like I said, I can't leave me. So I might as well just figure out what I'm going to do with how I feel about myself, because I want to get to a point of just high homeostasis and be really happy with who I am and who I've worked to create, because I am not just, you know, something for somebody else to see. I'm not something to put on display. I'm me, and I want to really like who I am, and I happen to really enjoy myself, and I'm working on getting stronger relationship with myself every day, and it makes all the difference. Like, everything that I have worked towards in the past few weeks has shown me so much about myself, some things that I hadn't been able to see when I was literally putting up the mirror to myself for the last year. So I've really been able to pull back those layers and understand, okay, this is who you are, and this is who you want to be. And every single day, I make the choice to get closer to who I want to be. And it's like a reward system. I am learning to keep promises to myself and like tell myself that if I'm going to do something, like if I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm going to cook myself a meal and, you know, make myself feel good as soon as I start my day, I owe it to myself to honor all of those feelings. If I tell myself that I'm going to go to the gym, I'm actually going to wake up and I'm going to go to the gym, and then I'm going to feel so much better because of it. It's just everything that I've been learning. The big three: apologizing, forgiving, honoring. The whole thing about boundaries, the last episode, honoring boundaries as well as keeping promises to yourself makes you trust yourself a lot more. And I think that building up that trust goes hand in hand with apologizing and forgiveness. I think at some point you just make the decision to either lose people or lose you. And I do not want to lose me. So that's where I'm at. Okay. I'm going to wrap it up, guys. I just wanted to end it off by saying I go home next week and I have a tattoo appointment booked. I'm getting a couple, but I'm going to let the second one be a surprise. This is just so exciting. I haven't gotten a tattoo in a year, so I'm really excited. Number 7 and number 8. Woo! But yes, the tattoo, the one that I'm going to get on my forearm. I don't know where, front, back, somewhere, side, I don't know. But anyway, L'amour de ma vie. You know, the song by Billie Eilish, it inspired me because I could resonate with it in a few different ways, but it inspired me to, one, think about it, think about that whole concept, to talk about this and think, I was just like, okay, I have a lot of musically inspired tattoos, but I was like, okay, I want to get this tattooed because to me, like I said, I can't leave myself. I can't lose myself. There is no, I'm not going anywhere. I'm stuck with me until I take my last breath, right? But the tattoo for me symbolizes that I am the love of my life. No matter what happens, I am the love of my life. I think I'm so hellbent on constantly evolving and healing because I remember why I want to be the love of my life. I don't want to be somebody who just, you know, people pleases. I have never been, that has never been me. I don't people please. I don't conform. I don't try to fit in anybody's boxes. Obviously, we all have our moments, but at the end of the day, I'm integral to everything that I am. Myself, nobody else. So I think that tattoo is such a layered one for me, but I just wanted to let you guys know that I was in fact doing that. I'm so excited. I can't wait to show you that one and the other one. I'm gonna let that be a surprise though. But yes, remember why you are the love of your life, because you are the love of your life as well. Whether or not you are in a relationship and you think you are with the person that you are going to be with forever, or you know you haven't found that yet and like you believe there's somebody out there for you, or if you don't believe, whatever, you are the love of your life. If you don't believe that somebody else is, that's really important because you definitely have to be there for yourself no matter what at the end of the day. I do believe in love a lot, but you know, despite another person coming in and like completing me, before that, before they add on to my life, I have to complete myself because I don't believe in the ideology that people complete you. You have to be a complete person so that you can love another complete person. And I'm really excited to meet my equal. I am incredibly excited to find the person that is here with me. We are here. But until then, I am working on pouring into my own glasses and filling myself up. And I think you guys should too. It is the most important thing at the end of the day. Can't believe I'm recording this. This was fun. But yes, as always, I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye, bye, bye.